We're starting off this morning with Lori Galicki from the Chelsea Community Hospital. Lori is the clinical coordinator of the inpatient occupational therapy department. Lori works with low vision patients. Thank you, Lori, for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Lori, for those not immediately familiar with Chelsea, can you give us an overview of the community hospital?
We're a small community hospital. We have 113 beds. We're a general hospital. We have acute care to ER to inpatient rehab to home care as well.
So you're smaller, but full service.
Correct.
Is the Chelsea Community Hospital affiliated with any larger organization?
Yes, we're the newest member of the St. Joseph Mercy Health System.
So that's a pretty big organization. You got the power of that one behind you.
That's correct.
And you're in the occupational therapy department. What services are provided in that group?
We have a variety of services for such a small facility. We have inpatient acute care. We have outpatient neuro rehab. We have a small inpatient rehab facility, home care. We have hand therapy at our wellness center, so we have quite a few services.
And are you located right in the hospital?
Where I am working is at the main hospital in the inpatient occupational therapy area.
And in general, who are your patients? Who comes to you?
We see a variety of patients. On the acute care side, we see patients that might have had a stroke or a fall or might have had some type of neurological condition. Somebody with low vision related to macular degeneration or glaucoma, more on the outpatient side.
How do patients find you?
A lot of times we get referrals from the physicians in the community and by getting admitted to the hospital and learning about our services that way.
So they may already be in the hospital and then it becomes apparent they need some occupational therapy services.
Correct.
Lori, how did you get into occupational therapy?
When I was in high school, I was interested in helping people and was leaning towards a helping profession, and I ended up going to Western Michigan University and taking my occupational therapy education there.
What type of education is required for occupational therapy?
It's changed since I went to school about 22 years ago. We started out with a bachelor's level where you go to school for 4 years and then you do a six-month internship at two different locations. Now it's a master's level program, but you always have to do that 6 months of on-the-job training.
Our guest is Lori Galicki from the Chelsea Community Hospital, and this is Everything Elderly on 1290 WLBY. Lori, what are the common problems you encounter with your patients?
With patients with low vision, a lot of their problems have to do with obviously seeing and using their eyes, but it's not just reading. It can be things like problems with sewing, problems with putting toothpaste on a toothbrush, can be problems with seeing their buttons, writing a check, managing their medications, being at risk to fall.
And what about the therapies for those people? How do you help them?
Initially, we bring them in and we do a screening with them. We kind of have a questionnaire that leads us to our treatment areas that we work on. You know, do you have trouble reading the phone book? Do you have trouble using the telephone? You know, do you have trouble managing your medications, doing your money management skills? So we do a lot of questioning and interview, and then we also do some functional vision testing where we look at what can they see and we look at reading speed, kind of help them figure out what's the best size print to read. We give them lots of information about tips and strategies to overcome their disability.
So a lot of it's about that screening and testing and seeing what their specific issues are.
Right, and really setting it to what their goals are. In fact, I had this one elderly lady, she was 94 years old, and she wanted to be able to help put out the facility's newsletter. So we worked on adapting her keyboard, her computer keyboard, putting bigger print, increasing the font, and it helped her be able to do it.
I'm sure she was really happy about
pretty
that.
Pretty impressive for a 94-year-old.
Yeah, very impressive.
So. Yes. Lori, do you ever go to people's homes?
Yes, we usually make a home assessment part of our evaluation because a lot of times you can see what people are actually functioning. Mm-hmm. What barriers they might have or what strategies they already have in place. Also, it's really helpful to mark different items. Like for some people, they might have a common temperature that they use on their oven. So putting a dot or something to make it bigger can be extremely helpful and a pretty easy fix.
Lori, do most of your patients understand their low vision problem?
Some of them do. Some of them, it might be many years that they've had a gradual decline in their vision, but some of them still don't quite get it. Some of them want a pair of glasses that's just going to fix their vision. And oftentimes, low vision is a problem that's not necessarily going to get better. but they can be made more aware where their deficits are and being able to work around them.
Sounds like you do spend some time educating your patients.
We do spend a lot trying to figure out where their loss of vision is, how they can move their eyes to get around it and function more independently.
You're listening to Everything Elderly on 1290 WLBY. Our guest is Lori Galicki with the Occupational Therapy Department at the Chelsea Community Hospital. For our more senior listeners, what advice do you have for them?
Several things. One thing is get your vision screened routinely by an ophthalmologist or optometrist, because people are often at risk to fall just because they haven't had routine eye exams that can correct their vision. Also, being aware and using lighting in their homes, including night lights, just looking at their lighting overall in their home. If they have difficulty seeing and glasses really help them to walk, then maybe slipping those glasses on when they get up to use the bathroom in the middle of the night, because, again, people are more likely to fall when their eyes aren't regularly checked and when they don't have glasses on.
Lori, I'm thinking of a home care client that we have at Senior Helpers, and she has several magnifying glasses lying around her apartment. Is it okay for her to use those?
I think it's okay. I think oftentimes people have a lot of different magnifiers laying around the house because maybe they don't have the right one. Part of what we screen people on is helping them to identify what type of magnifier will help work best for them, because you can have a magnifier that doesn't magnify enough. It may not be strong enough for their vision loss, or you can have one that's too strong. So we kind of help identify what type of magnification can help them to function. And these are over-the-counter magnifiers that people use.
Lori, I was just in the Plymouth Library giving a talk to people who were in a low vision support group. And the leader of the group said to me that one of the common issues, at least among the members of her group, was depression. Do you find that to be true in your work?
Yeah, Justine, you're exactly right. Because it's a condition people can't see, and they don't feel like their family members understand that they have a vision loss, and they don't want to ask for help. So I do see that as a common issue, and providing some resources about a local support group or some other information has been helpful for people. Or just knowing that other people are out there that have the same problems that they do can be helpful.
Lori, does your organization participate in any community outreach programs?
One of the activities that we've done in the past is a fall prevention program where we go out, the occupational therapist and the physical therapist go out to a local senior facility, and we actually do some screening with the patients. So the OTs do the vision screening. There's some criteria if your vision is less than 20/80 and you're having a number of problems, we might recommend low vision therapy for you. And also physical therapy does different balance assessments. So by the time you leave, you have some idea of how you performed and what your risk for fall is. And it's been really helpful for patients.
Very comprehensive assessment.
Yeah, it's just maybe a 10-15 minute going around different stations, but quite a bit of information is obtained. There's one therapist at the end that will kind of go over your results and give some suggestions.
Our guest is Lori Galicki from the Chelsea Community Hospital, and this is Everything Elderly on 1290 WLBY. Lori, do you have a story that you'd like to share about a patient where you felt like you had really good success?
Yeah, one of the ones that come to mind is a elderly lady who lived in her own independent center. I did a home assessment. Again, I find that extremely valuable. And we made some simple modifications like marking her laundry and marking her stove with little raised dots or something to make it easier to see
them. That's what you mean by marking them, raised dots or other ways to do it?
Right, or marking them with a contrasting color that's easier to see, like black against white or white against black. It makes it much easier for people to identify the numbers. And she was just so happy with the results and the fact that she didn't have to use a magnifier and a flashlight to be able to just set the temperature on her stove or turn the knob on her dryer. Simple things that we kind of take for granted, but made a big difference in terms of how easy it was for her to do those activities. So,
what about the cost for the services of your department? Does normal health insurance and Medicare pay for this?
Typically, if you meet criteria, which by that I mean is your vision 20/80 or worse, if we have a doctor's prescription, it's usually a covered service under Medicare.
Lori, what's your favorite part of your job?
Whether it be low vision or helping somebody in rehab, if a patient has a problem doing something that they love to do or want to do, helping them to find a way to do it and feel good about themselves and be successful. So it can be from doing their laundry to getting themselves dressed. It's really rewarding when people can find a way to do something and be independent or more safe in how they do things.
Sometimes the simple things are the things we take for granted the most, and they're sometimes the hardest to overcome when you have a problem like that.
Exactly, yeah.
Lori, I was thinking, I had been with this group I mentioned to you before, a low vision group, and one of the participants mentioned to me that she lived in a senior housing community. And it made me think, what are some of the challenges that people might face with low vision if they're going into senior housing?
Thanks for asking that, Justine. Some of the barriers or difficulties may be lighting that isn't adequate for their needs in their room or out in the hallways. Another really big one that I see is carpet pattern. There being really too busy carpet patterns that make it difficult for people to negotiate or find something that they may have dropped. Another big thing is just, again, letting people know that they have a problem, that they might not be able to recognize who they are when they come up to see them, but maybe they need to say, I have low vision. It's always better if you approach me and address me to let me know who you are, because they can't see their face well to identify them.
So some good coaching is let people know, I have low vision, or make it aware.
Making them aware, I think, is a really hard thing to do, but it is very helpful because people are very willing to help. And if it's just saying, hi, I'm Lori, it's going to make a big difference in frustration.
So one of the things is really building up the person's confidence so they can be their own advocate and to educate others in terms of how they can communicate better. And that does take a little confidence.
That's correct.
So that's sort of a one of your tasks, too, is to give people that kind of encouragement.
Right, and in educating the patient, the individual, and their family members about that.
Mm-hmm.
That self-advocate is a great way to say it, isn't it? Yeah, just to speak up and let people know. Lori, how can folks get in touch with you or with the Chelsea Community Hospital?
They can give us a call at 734-475-4138, and that will bring you into our neuro rehab outpatient program, and they can get a hold of me through that program.
Lori, thanks very much for coming in this morning. We have very much enjoyed having you with us.
Thank you for having me.